Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Amen. Please sit down. And if you've got that place in the Bible open still, do keep it open, because this is where we're starting a new series, a series of 6 or 7 weeks on the Lord's prayers, and in particular, what we know as the Lord's Prayer. Here in Luke's Gospel, chapter 11, Jesus was praying. He was praying in a certain place. And then his followers asked him to teach them to pray. And after he'd finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." So this series on the Lord's Prayer should be a great help to us if we want to learn how to pray better. And it goes alongside a study book that we're following in the home groups as well. Do you want to learn to pray better? If so, that's good, because Jesus is ready to teach. And the start of the lesson is the Lord's Prayer. Can you see in verse 2, he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name,'" and so on. And here in Luke, Jesus gives a shorter version of what we know as the Lord's Prayer. In Matthew's Gospel, Jesus gives a longer version. Jesus will have taught the Lord's Prayer on many different occasions for people who wanted to pray. And the fact that there were slightly different versions he taught on different occasions reminds us that good praying is not about getting the words right. I think sometimes people think it's about getting the words right. You know, like if you were doing a play, and you need to get the words right. But that's not what prayer is about. When we face Jesus at the gates of heaven on the last day, he is not going to test us to see if we've got it word for word. For Jesus, prayer is not about reciting right words. It's about right relationship with God. That's why it starts, "Father," or "Our Father." Jesus says to his followers, "You can call God Father." Now, this was a radical thing to say. The Jews of his day would have found this very, very strange, even blasphemous. And Muslims today find this strange and wrong. But Jesus is clear. "God is my Father," he's saying, and so you can address him as Father too. That's what he says to his followers. And it fits in with the way that Jesus teaches in the Gospels. As you look through the Gospels, you'll see Jesus addressing God as Father. And then Jesus sometimes explains what sort of Father he means. He introduces us to his Father. Indeed, in chapter 11, not long afterwards, verse 11, Jesus says, "Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion?" Actually, this passage suffers from the politically correct approach of this translation. Because it's about a father. About a father. What does a father give if a child asks for a fish? Will he give a snake? No. Because here Jesus is teaching about his Father and what his Father is like. Because he's just taught his followers to address God as Father too. "My Father is our Father," says Jesus. This is a relationship which is for you. And so I'd encourage you to look through the Gospels. You know, sometimes you can read through it again with fresh eyes and look for where Jesus teaches about God as his Father. And see what sort of Father he is talking about when he invites us to call God our Father. The parable of the father and the two sons is there in chapter 15 of Luke. You know, the father who greets his lost son and then throws a party after the lost son has thrown his inheritance in his face. My Father is our Father, says Jesus. Isn't that good? Actually, it's slightly scary if you prefer God to be distant and unfriendly and uninterested, because it shows us that God wants to be close and involved and with us, our Father. That's good, isn't it? And even if you have some unhelpful and disappointing experiences of your own father, it needn't spoil things, because the Lord's Prayer is about Jesus's Father, not your Father. It is Jesus's Father who we can call our Father. That is the first thing to learn about prayer, says Jesus. Now, if some Christians get rather too chummy in their prayers, the next two phrases are a sound check, a heads up. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Jesus is clear that the one we pray to is not our Father in our imagination or in our heart. He is our Father in heaven. That's where God is. That's where we pray to. Heaven, where Jesus' Father is on the throne over all. And the way we pray ought to reflect that. We don't approach a lion saying, "Here, kitty, kitty, kitty." We show all the respect that is due to the king of the jungle. So when we approach God, we call him Father, our Father. And we show all the respect that is due to the King of heaven and earth. He is in charge of all things in time and space and on this earth, as well as all things eternal. And in his place, which is everlasting and glorious. So our Father in heaven is such a good way to start praying. We address God personally as our Father, the Father we share with Jesus, the Father we share with all Christians in every land on this earth. And we acknowledge these relationships, and then we acknowledge God's greatness, his awesome greatness. He is in heaven above all. And we praise his greatness by saying, "Hallowed be your name." His name, his reputation, his very nature deserves to be hallowed, treated as most special, worshipped, spread abroad as most important. That's how it should be, and so that's what we do in the third phrase of the prayer. And because many in our society prefer to denigrate God's name, it's particularly important that we hallow it and pray that his name is hallowed more. We have a loving, generous, caring Father, and though he deserves a good name, people do use his name as a swear word or sneer at it, and so we need to pray to speak out what matters for our own sake, for the sake of those around us, and for the sake of the name of the Lord. Hallowed be your name. We're doing the next bit next week. But Jesus is saying Start your prayers like that. Warm, personal, respectful address. Our Father. Right location of where he is as we call to him, and from where he is in charge in heaven. And proper praise and recognition and respect. Hallowed be your name. Will you start your prayers like that? Why not do it all this week? As Jesus has taught, respectful warmth, right place, proper recognition. It is the great way to start every prayer. And that's why we have it here at the start of the Lord's Prayer, which was given to help Jesus' followers to pray better. I want to pray better. How about you? Here's a start. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you. We thank you for Jesus and his teaching, which enables us to pray better. Thank you, Jesus, that you have shared your relationship with your Father, with us. And please urge us by your Spirit to pray well, to pray better, as you have shown us, for your name's sake. Amen.